But Jesus is preaching in his hometown of Nazareth. He sits down, everybody's staring at him. They're looking at him like, isn't this the son of Joseph? Right? That's what they say. And in verse 23 it says, and he said unto them, you will surely say unto me this proverb, physician, heal thyself. Whatsoever we have heard done in Capernaum, do here in thy country. And he said, verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I will tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land. But unto none of them was Elias sent, save unto Sarepta, a city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. So in that time, there was all these people in the nation of Israel. There was widows everywhere. But where did he go? He went to the Gentile. Why? Well, because they were having a hard time with their faith, apparently, at that time. Their country was going through a famine for a reason, because there was a lot of wicked people in Israel at that time. And, you know, but why is Jesus telling them this story? I think that there's a little more here than meets the eye. I think that he's basically kind of just calling them out for being racist, but at the same time saying that these people's faith is better than yours. You know, and also it says in verse 27, and many lepers were in Israel in the time of Elias the prophet, and none of them was cleansed saving Naaman the Syrian. And all they were in the synagogue when they heard these things were filled with wrath. And they rose up and thrust him out of the city and led him unto the brow of the hill wherein the city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. But he passed through the midst of them and went his way. So why did they try to kill him? Well, he's talking about Gentiles getting saved. You know, why did they try to kill him? Because he got up and said, I'm the Messiah. They rejected the Messiah. They rejected the Lord Jesus Christ. And, you know, now we are that spiritual nation. He's replaced them, and we're the spiritual nation. So I think that God, you know, that Jesus knew their racist hearts. You know, he tells other stories showing and proving that they were racist.